broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendrick.
In these difficult circumstances, the country is passing by.
Mountainous Tibet.
There are very few moments in
I wish there was a candidate that I thought it would be fantastic.
Jews are good with money.
I've used the N-word most of my life.
World famous Phil Henry Show here every night until 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. Radio 4 Patriots by Patriots, the right-wing radio show. And our Patriot line, of course, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. The only radio show I can think of that consistently sticks up for the common man and in his fight against the bloodsuckers in Washington, D.C. Welcome back to the show. We have Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police to join us here in just a moment. And we'll be talking about Egypt. We have talked about Egypt sparingly on the show because we recognize that the events over there, people need to get up to speed a little bit. Americans are these days much more prone to pay attention to what's happening here because we've got a lot of things that we need to get right in this country. And so that's where our attention has been mostly focused. But internationally, things are brewing. And we're going to get on the line here in a moment with Jay Santos, and we're going to talk about what's going on in Egypt and his opinion that people need to get more informed. When you say informed, what particular point of view are you supposed to be forming? Oh, yeah. Obama says Egypt will never be the same, praises the protesters' nonviolence. Is this the story that you wanted me to get out, Rance? I know we've got a bunch of other stories here with Mubarak. Anyway, our Patriot line, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL, and our website is philhenryshow.com. So if you head over to philhenryshow.com, you can get live streaming video of the show right now with a backstage pass, access to thousands, and I do mean thousands of hours of archived material. You can have access to the daily podcasts, access to our free Classic Phil podcasts, our news feeds, as well as our news blogs. It's all there. And of course, we have our merchandise store as well, philhenryshow.com. Be a part of Radio for Patriots by Patriots. Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak has resigned after 30 years in power, and that power brought about by the assassination of Anwar Sadat. Anwar Sadat murdered by extremists after he cobbled a peace deal with Israel, the first Arab country to do that. After 30 years in power, Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak has resigned on state-run TV Friday, the day of the biggest yet anti-government demonstrations. Mubarak's appointed Vice President Omar Suleiman made the brief announcement of the president's departure from office. And let's listen now to that announcement from the Vice President.
In these difficult circumstances, the country is passing by. President Hosni Mubarak has decided to step down. President Hosni Mubarak has decided to step down as president of Egypt, and he has decided that the higher council of the armed forces will lead the nation.
On MSNBC, Simon Rosenberg, president of the New Democratic Network, which is a liberal think tank, says Obama inspired current events in Egypt.
What's important to the Americans to understand is how much of an inspiration Barack Obama's election was to people all around the world. The story of Barack, from an oppressed class here in the United States, to be able to rise to power through, you know, overcoming a tough regime here in the United States, has created an inspiring message at a time when young people are looking to be inspired around the world.
That's one of the most marvelous misreads of current events I've ever heard in my life. President Obama, who was awkwardly silent during the Green Revolution. Now, did he have anything to do with that? Well, we didn't hear any liberals weighing in on that one, did we? So we can just go ahead and push that one aside. You think the people of Iran and what they attempted to do against that fascist Islamic Republic that they live in, do you think that those people are just what, man, chopped liver? Somebody you can sweep under the mat because it's not convenient to the, you know, to the storyline? Anyway, Chris Matthews. Oh, God, not him, please. Chris Matthews credits Obama for events in Egypt.
I'm a little bit jubilant now, a little bit frisky, so I'll say something that'll bother people. But if you have a lot of the people in this country think the President of the United States is Muslim, which he is not. He's Christian. They think he's foreign-born, which he's not. He's American-born. But they have this attitude about him, the people on the right, a lot of them, right? And here he is, and he comes into office in this jubilant situation in Egypt, where the first time in our lives we get to see people from the Arab world in a very positive democratic setting. Not as terrorists or not as people fighting Israel or whatever. Not mad.
Democratic setting.
The West.
Yeah.
But people like us.
Right. Celebrating.
In a way, it's like it took Obama to have this happen, or it's just so serendipitous.
You know, the only thing serendipitous is your face and... Never mind.
I watch it.
Let me tell you something, Chris. First of all, what democratic setting are you talking about? The military has taken over. Yes, it was the mass demonstrations that put pressure on Hosni Mubarak, but it wasn't just the mass demonstrations springing out of a vacuum. There is a feeling and there was a movement afoot in the Middle East, folks, and I'm telling you that that has more to do with what the United States introduced into the Middle East militarily than anything having to do with President Obama being elected. Unbelievable gall on that guy. Finally, some are worried that the Muslim Brotherhood may take power in Egypt now that Mubarak has stepped down. On MSNBC, here is Keith Ellison is his name. He is a representative from Minnesota. He says that concern is bunk.
People in Tahrir Square, some of them are religious, some of them are not. But this is a demand for dignity, democracy, and it's exciting. This is about the people. It has nothing to do with what some sectarian group's agenda is. And, you know, this is a scarecrow, this talk about the Muslim Brotherhood.
All right, that may be, but when I see signs that say down with America and death to Israel, you know, I don't feel all that groovy. And I suppose that I can look at those the same way that one would look at those signs, perhaps in a Tea Party movement or perhaps in a anti-Iraq movement where we see presidents compared to Adolf Hitler. I get it. I know there are extremists in every group. But if that becomes something of a habit over there, then Cleopatra, King Tut, all of them, man, they can, you know what they can do on Main Street. Let's bring on Jay Sano, Citizens Auxiliary Police. You heard the audio, Jay. You have been watching the events unfold as a auxiliary police officer. What do you think?
Well, Phil, I think there's a lot of things going on over there that are very exciting. I think we, as Americans, should be jubilant, I think, in that there is a sort of a dictator, you know, it's going to be, has been told, get out of here. And also, I want to just mention, I'm a Citizens Auxiliary Police Officer, which means we are sort of securing, and that is protecting society, and, you know, we protect our neighborhoods in ways that the police have not discovered, or ways that police have been a little bit, and I don't want to criticize police, but they've been a little bit derelict. What we're going to do in the next week, as we proceed here with our own personal mission, and that is a operation that we call Go Dark. And Operation Go Dark is simply walking into malls, into public areas, talking to people, asking them, you know, what their take is on Egypt and what they think about it, and we will then note down their opinion. The very tough part about it, though, is we want to make sure that their opinion is one that, you know, they're on the right side of this thing. And the right side of this, I think you would have to agree, is that Mubarak's gone, and the Muslim Brotherhood is, I think you heard the guy say, it's a scarecrow. So we're telling people, you know, asking people, what do you think? If they tell us that they're glad that Mubarak's gone and that the Muslim Brotherhood is not any big thing, we thank them very much for their information. If they say, on the other hand, though, that they're nervous that Mubarak is gone, and they are nervous about Muslim Brotherhood, that's when they ask them to go. We ask them to go dark. Now,
what is going dark?
Going dark is simply you go dark on talk radio for 30 days. We ask them to go dark on Fox News for 30 days because the opinion they've got is underinformed, dangerously underinformed, and for that opinion to get into the public discussion means that we're going to have a lot of not only people that are not informed and are not too intelligent about what they're saying, but they could influence other people. And so we ask them to go dark. And
you asked them to go dark because, you know, I'm sitting here listening to this, Jay, and I can't believe what I'm hearing. You're making the decision, the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
This is strictly a security issue. It's got nothing to do with politics. This is strictly a security issue.
Well, how is it a security issue? If you ask somebody, do you support Mubarak leaving or not? And if they say, I do, then you just let them go or whatever.
Well, yeah, we say, you know, tip of the fifth element to you, have a very pleasant and productive afternoon. Thank you very much.
And if they say, no, I don't like that Mubarak is gone, and I'm afraid of the Muslim Brotherhood, now you're telling them to go dark on talk radio.
That is correct, yeah.
And why is this not your personal... You claim this is strictly security?
This is strictly a security situation. I don't really have a dog in his hunt. All right, I don't really have a dog in his hunt. I don't know what the right answer is. If I do, I guess I'll go home and talk it over with my wife or my son or my mother who's living with us now and get some opinion on it. But really, this is about security. If people say they're glad Mubarak is gone and the Muslim Brotherhood is not that bad, then we have people who are going with the events. They're going with the flow. They're keeping their head down. They're keeping their mouth, to be perfectly honest, they're keeping their mouth shut. But if there are people who are saying, no, I don't like the Mubarak's gone, and I don't like the Muslim Brotherhood, those are people who are going against, they're not going with the flow, and they're, making a problem, and they're going to go against everything that's going on down there. And that's what we say, then you are being directed to go dark. And,
well, how can you direct them?
Well, that's what we do. Right?
What do you say? You say your opinion is not good enough?
We tell people that they need more information. And again, this is from a security standpoint, that them being in favor of Mubarak, that's a security problem. So we tell them to go dark.
All right, let's say, I want you to do this. I'm going to do what we call psychodrama. And by the way, we're on with Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police here on the Phil Hendry Show. Our number is 877-876-7445, the Patriot Line, 877-876-PHIL. I'm standing there in a mall or whatever, Jay, and I guess I catch your attention. How do you do this?
Well, we'll be standing in an area where there's a lot of pedestrian traffic, and we'll stop people as they're going through.
Are you stopping everyone?
Yes, we are. And that does create a line. So we have some of our sub-commanders go back and make conversation with people. And it sounds kind of crazy. We've got one of our sub-commanders knows how to do a balloon animal. So he does that for the kids. And
so you got a line of people that you've backed up because you're asking each one. Go ahead. Ask me the question.
All right. Well, I would ask you. And no, first of all, Phil, we haven't backed up. We're simply trying to ascertain what the attitude is out there. So we don't have that much of a unspark dialogue going on the radio. But I would ask you, excuse me, sir, and what is your take on the situation in Egypt?
Well, I am glad that I wish that Mubarak was still there. I'm afraid that the Muslim Brotherhood is very extreme.
All right, sir, I'm going to have to, and you, sir, in other words, you don't like that Mubarak left.
No, I do not like that Mubarak left.
All right, sir, then I would direct you to go dark for the next 30 days on all the talk radio that you listen to. We certainly don't want you calling any talk shows. I also have to direct you to go dark on Fox News. And I would recommend that you watch MSNBC or Huffington Post just to get an equalized view.
Okay, no, I'm not going to do that.
Well, yes, you are. And have a nice day.
Well, no, I'm not. No, I'm not.
Have a nice day. You will.
So what is that? Are you just...
What I'm doing is, Citizens Auxiliary Police technique, it's basically called last word. You're going dark. And if you keep saying to me, no, I'm not, I'm just going to say, yes, you are. No, I'm not. Yes, you are. It's called last word. It's very powerful. And pretty soon, you may cause a problem with me getting the last word, and you may try to physically confront me, and then, of course, I have every right to defend myself.
Are you trying to pick a fight with me?
Not at all.
877-876-PHIL. Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police is joining us talking about the situation in Egypt. If you believe that Mubarak being gone is a good thing, then he and the Citizens Auxiliary Police let you pass. If you believe that Mubarak should still be there and that the Muslim Brotherhood is dangerous, then he directs you not to listen to any more talk radio. He says it's simply a security issue. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
Talk about a dumbass.
For all things news and talk radio, visit trncentral.com. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
James Chevron, you know that band?
Yes, I do. I know who he is. And I know the problems he causes.
All right, we're back on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, and this is the radio show for patriots, by patriots. As we talk to Jay Stannis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, he claims you provoked a fight.
No, I did not. I did not provoke a fight.
And well, tell me what happened.
What happened is simply this, Phil. I asked the man what his opinion was in Egypt. He gave us the go-dark answer, which is he felt that it was bad that Mubarak was gone. He was not trusting the Muslim Brotherhood. I said to him, at that time, I have to direct you to go dark on your talk radio.
Going dark on talk radio, meaning don't listen to it.
Yes, that's right. Don't listen to talk radio. Don't watch Fox News for 30 days. He responded by saying, yes, I will listen to talk radio. And I said, no, you won't. And he said, yes, I will. And what happens there is it's what we call the doctor last word. People are going to keep on. And I said, no, you're not. He said, yes, I will. I said, no, you're not. And I did a little, I'll admit, I went, ha-ha, like that. And he said, yes, I will. And I said, no, you're not. He said, yes, I will. Until finally he took a swing at me, and, of course, all bets were off then. We slammed him to the cement. We did restrain him with a zip tie, and we called the police officers, the bike patrol that was nearby, and said that this man had assaulted me. And so we'll play it any way people won't play it, Phil. We're not out there trying to hurt people. We're not out there trying to do anything, but if you want to play it like that, I'll play it like that. If you want to play it easy, you know, sweet and easy, we can play it sweet and easy, too. And
yeah, but you provoked a fight with that man. By first of all, you're asking questions. The thing of it I'd like to know is, what do the cops say about you keeping people blocked from having access?
We're not blocking anybody, Mr. Henry.
You said that you're asking these questions in a pedestrian breezeway. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And it's keeping people standing in line.
Yeah, that's correct. But they still, once they answer our questions, they're never allowed to go.
So you're asking these people, what is your opinion on what happened in Egypt? And they're saying whatever they're saying. And if they give the wrong answer, which it sounds to me like they're giving the conservative answer. You want the liberal answer. You want.
Wait, I don't understand the liberal answer. This is strictly safety.
Everybody that you have been directing to go dark with their talk radio has given a point of view that is held widely by conservatives, which is Hosni Mubarak leaving now is bad. There is a very unpredictable state in the country right now that could very well be manipulated by Islamists, and those people, you're telling them not to listen to any more talk radio.
Because they're not. The people who believe that the Muslim Brotherhood is a dangerous thing, Phil, are simply not equipped to call any talk shows. I don't know how to put this. They don't have the information that they need.
And so what if they do call a talk show? And I don't know where you get that idea they're not equipped.
Well, because it's not the correct point of view.
And who says that?
I say that, and Citizens Auxiliary Police, we made a judgment call that if you are in favor if you believe that the Muslim Brotherhood is a bad thing, it's going to take over country, we made the judgment call that you are not too bright and that you cannot listen to talk radio and you really can't call a talk show. Now, we made that judgment call.
No, that's what I'm saying. So Citizens Auxiliary Police is out there censoring and directing people from what they can say on the radio.
I don't look at it that way, Phil. All I said was, you're directed not to listen to talk radio. And then the guy said, well, I'm going to anyway. And I said, no, you're not. And that's where I had him, because I knew he was going to say, yes, I will. And I said, no, you're not. Yes, I will. No, you're not. And that's when he got so angry, he took a swing at me.
Yeah, and right there, you just told me something. You're provoking a fight. You've got, I don't know how...
No, sir, I'm not.
Yes, you are. I don't know how many Citizens Auxiliary Police so-called sub-commanders around you, and they're, and how many joined you in, quote, slamming this man to the cement?
We have a half a dozen. And what, am I not supposed to use them?
So a half a dozen guys grab this man, slam him to the cement, zip tie his arms after he took a shot at you. And I don't blame him, to be honest with you.
Really?
That's right.
Well, would you like to take a, you can step up the plate you want, Mr. Randy. I mean, I don't.
No, I'm not going to step up to the plate. What I'm telling you is this. You provoked that guy into a fight. When he said that he believed that Mubarak leaving was a bad thing, you directed him not to listen to talk radio. He said he was anyway, and you did the yes, you are, no, you're not.
That's correct, yeah.
Until finally he took a shot at you. And what I'm telling you is you guys are out there telling people who have the view that the Muslim Brotherhood is a bad thing and could take over Egypt not to listen to talk radio. That's what I call fascism.
No, it's not fascism. What we're trying to do is keep the stupid people off the radio. I mean, how'd you get a job?
Is that right?
Phil Hendry.
We'll be back to Phil Hendry Show.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
The Victory Line is open now, 877-876-PHIL. This is Radio for Patriots by Patriots, the right-wing radio show, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Coming up at the top of the hour, we have our news hour with Robert Leonard and Bud Dickman. A reminder tomorrow night, our video cast for our local Los Angeles show on KFI AM 640, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police has joined me as we continue to talk here about this I think I gave the number, right? 877-876-7445. As we continue to talk about you stopping people and asking them what their opinion is of the situation in Egypt, and you again deny that this has anything to do with politics, you're basically telling people who have a conservative point of view not to listen to talk radio.
No, all we're saying is, and this is a security point of view, talk radio in America is completely overtaken. It's completely overtaken by conservative and everything, and there's no way you can deny that. And I think everyone sees that it's just been overtaken by it. So what we've said is, if you have a conservative point of view on Egypt, which is that you want Mubarak back, then we tell you to go dark and stay dark for 30 days. We want you to go dark on Fox News, go dark talk radio, no call talk radio, you go dark on Fox. And for people who have the liberal point of view, we tell them, because what we're trying to do is get a dialogue going in this country that doesn't get too right-wing, and people listen to that. Right now in Canada, I don't know if you're familiar with this, but Canada is laughing, until they cry in Canada, listening. I've seen and I've talked on Twitter to people who are from Canada, and they laugh till they cry about...
What are they laughing until they cry about?
About America and how it's not informed on anything.
I long have since stopped caring about what Canada thinks, okay? Canada is the country version of your really uninformed, plastic, shallow friend who thinks that because they know certain people and they eat certain foods that they have culture. That's Canada. 877-876-PHIL.
I don't know what that means.
What it means basically is I'll take my advice from other people. Here is Bill in Bakersfield, California. Bill, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Jay Santos.
Yeah, is this guy for real? He's telling everybody to shut up. You don't have the right opinion. This sounds like totalitarian kind of a government thing. And you're talking about security.
No kidding.
What the hell security got to do with anything? It sounds like you're somewhere with your little civilian police force trying to start fights. You're making people upset.
This country cannot afford an uninformed opinion on what's happening in Egypt.
You tell everybody to go dark on talk radio. That's the only place we get any information on in this country
anymore.
Well,
the information you're getting is wrong.
You're full of it, man.
You can say that if you want, but I'm dealing every day
I'll say what I want because I'm an American citizen. You can't tell people to shut up.
Who gave you guys
the authority to start your little private police force here? I mean, if you want to tell somebody to go dark, go tell Obama to go dark. He's the one that told these people to throw the guy out.
Well,
he said, yeah,
that's
get
a little
him out
racist.
Of here.
That's a little racist, and I think
what
I'm talking about.
What are you talking about
going dark.
You're telling people to go dark.
No, you said Obama should go dark.
You were the guy that brought it up, though.
Because he's the one who's been flapping his lips about this guy leaving and telling the people of Egypt, oh, all you young people need to go out there, and you're standing up for democracy. Absolutely. And everything. They're not standing up for democracy. And he's pushing this thing.
What are they standing up for then?
Quiet.
You got a guy over there, that Mubarak, who is a dictator. And
well, what about the dictator in Iran and Iraq and China?
The guy from China was holding one of his Nobel
Peace Prize winners in prison.
Well,
I mean, what's with that? If he isn't a dictator,
How come you're bringing that up now? We're not talking about that.
We're not talking about that, huh?
We're talking about this guy who's been telling the Egyptians to throw their leader out because he's a dictator. What about the Chinese? You know, he just had the guy to a big old steak dinner, and
last I checked, there wasn't any big popular uprising to throw him out. And
what did you call Tiananmen Square?
That was a long time ago, Mr. Henry.
Let me ask you something, Jay.
Well, you know something, you two guys. This is exactly why I'm doing what I'm doing, because both of you guys.
Well, you can get off of the talk radio then, because you're trying to tell us to shut up.
I'm telling you to go dark, is all I'm saying.
Did we lose the connection? Hold on for a minute. Get him back.
The other people, too. And
we lost part of that, Jay. Say it again.
I said every time this guy talked about Obama going dark and flapping his lips, and he doesn't see how racist that is.
What's racist about that? You can say that about Bush. You can say that about me. So what's racist about it? You sound like a racist. You have to bring all this stuff up.
Why did you call me a racist? You're the guy that said that Obama should go dark.
No.
You're the one that told him what happened.
If I can go dark, why can't he go dark? Okay?
What you're basically doing is you're calling.
Let's have equal opportunity here.
You can go dark.
If I can go dark,
you
can go dark. Okay.
You called Obama a dark.
No, he didn't call him a dark. He said, go dark.
Your opinion on Egypt is wrong, sir, and I need you to immediately go dark on talk radio and go dark on Fox News, and I'll tell you why. The national dialogue on this issue has become so brain dead.
The only brainless person I've heard. How did you get this guy on the radio in the first place? He wants us to go dark.
You talking to me?
Well, this is the Citizens Auxiliary Pool. We've had him on a couple of issues here.
Well, I'm on the. I can talk for myself. I'm on here because we're trying to protect this country from a flood of.
With your from a civilian police force.
Civilian? It's a civilian police force.
He did say civilian.
What's up with that?
No, you said civilian police force.
Civilian police force.
Civilian, whatever.
No, he said pavilion like it's a supermarket.
Well, that's what you sound like. Hitler had his civilian police force running around beating up people and telling them what to do. They were called the SS.
You liberals.
Liberals? Look at man, you're the one that's talking about a country that needs to immediately remove this guy Mubarak violently if necessary, and then we allow the so-called forces of democracy that I haven't seen yet. All I've seen are signs that say death to America and death to Israel. I don't see any democracy going on at all. What they have is a military coup.
The military coup is the first step. Then comes democracy.
You want to know something? That rarely, if ever, happens. All right, thanks very much, Bill, for your call. Our number, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. That's our Patriot line. I want people to call in right now and talk to Jay and set you right, Jay, on this idea that we need to go dark on all these opinions about Egypt because America's having a stupid conversation with itself.
You said it right there. That's exactly what's happening, Phil. America's having a stupid conversation with itself right now. Everyone is saying that Mubarak needs to stay in office, otherwise going to be Muslim. Going to be Muslims everywhere. And I am telling you that President Obama has had the most sensible outlook on this, which is to take Mubarak and send him off into the hinterlands. Now, am I saying that politically? No, I'm saying that Obama has had the best take on it in terms of the safety of America. If we just back up the forces of what's going on over there, the military or however you want to call it, and quit going on about Mubarak and quit going on about all this. I just don't want America to keep embarrassing itself with the stupid conversation. So we're asking people to go dark. That guy called Obama dark.
No, he did not.
Well, it sounded like that to me, is all I'm saying.
Well, maybe if you didn't use terms like go dark.
I heard that guy said Obama's flapping his thick lips and he's a dark.
No, he did not. And that's what you want people to hear, and that's what you want people to say. Just like when you...
What are you accusing me of?
I'll tell you what I'm accusing you of, Jay. You're a liberal who wants to provoke a violent confrontation. You're a liberal who wants to provoke a certain kind of conversation that's going to elicit words that you can then accuse people of being a racist for uttering. This idea that you'll say to a guy, you got to go dark for 30 days, and he'll say, no, I won't, and you'll say, yes, you will, baiting him into this argument until he takes a poke at you.
I didn't bait that guy into anything. I didn't bait that guy into anything. What happened was, is I said, I said, I'm directing you to go dark. And he said, what'd you call me? And I said, you heard what I called you. And that's, you know.
Oh, so then he thought you were calling him one.
He thought I was calling one because he was black. But I didn't.
So what you did is basically say, I'm directing you to go dark. The guy said, did you call me dark?
Yeah, Phil, you...
No. I'm totally, I get it all the way, man. I know what's going on here. This is what you do to make it like look like everybody's a racist and to make it look like everyone is violent. And this, what do you call it, the last word doctrine?
When you tell someone you're going to do this, and they say, no, I won't, you just keep saying, yes, you will, and they say, no, you won't.
So that they'll take a shot at you.
That's what that guy wanted to do. That's on him. He did that. I did not. He put that fear in the people. I did not put it there.
877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445, the Patriot Line with Jay Sanos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, talking about... the fact that unless you're on the right side of the argument on Egypt, which is we're glad that Mubarak's gone, you need to stop listening to talk radio and especially stop listening to Fox News until you get your head right. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show will be back in our news hour coming up at the top of the hour.
Phil Hendry.
Back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show here, radio for patriots and by patriots, 877-876-PHIL, our Patriot line, and on the line with us, Jay Sanos with the Citizens Auxiliary Police. The events in Egypt have inspired at least the auxiliary police here to ask people what side of that issue they're on. If they're on the wrong side, which is the conservative side, Jay, you tell them that they are to go, quote, dark, not listen to Fox News, not listen to any talk radio, and you say that out of the concern for safety.
Well, it's a safety feel because we've got too many stupid people that are talking on the radio.
But it's too many stupid people means anybody that believes Mubarak's exit was premature. That's what you call a stupid person. 877-876-PHIL is the number here on the Patriot Line. Let's go to Joyce in Houston. Joyce, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Jay Sanos.
Yes, let me tell you, I want to talk about this gentleman that you own, and I say that loosely. You can't tell anybody what to listen to. And you accuse this man that said something about Obama of being a racist. Well, let me say this to you. I am a black senior citizen grandmother, just a few years shy of 80 years old, and I will call him a dork because he is in over his head. Obama doesn't know what he's doing. And for you to sit there and tell somebody that not to listen at Fox Radio and who to listen to, you can't tell anybody who to listen to. I listen to
He called Obama a dork, and he also...
Well, I'll call him a dork, and I'm black. So, okay, now what do you say about that? And let me say that Obama
it's reverse racism.
Obama is biracial. Shut up and let me talk.
It's reverse racism.
Obama is biracial. He had a white mother and a black daddy. So when someone says something about Obama, how do you know that they're not talking about his white side? He spent more time with his white side than he did with his black side because his black grandmother didn't want him. What do you mean? Listen. You just need to listen to a black lady that has some common sense. You can't tell me not to listen to Fox because I'm going to listen to Fox. Okay?
I'm asking you to go dark. Go dark, ma'am, because you are not prepared for the opinions that you're going to have on Egypt.
I am prepared. Are not prepared. You are a stone nut telling people who to what to listen to. I'm going to listen
what
to
is,
Fox.
I want
to
ask
what do
a question.
You say about that? And you
Joyce,
need
this
to
is Phil.
Shut up
I want to ask
and
a question,
listen
Joyce.
To some common sense.
Right.
Because
what do you,
you
mean
don't
by DA,
have
Jay?
DA
means dumbass.
Common sense,
and that's
so you don't have any. Well, tell
I have
somebody
common sense,
what to
ma'am.
Listen to. Well, I will
Obama
call,
and
I will call Obama a dog, and I'm a black lady, so what do you say about that? Now,
I think you're a white
what
man
do you say about
to be a
that?
Black, you're a white man pretending to be a black woman.
What the hell does that mean?
Just tell somebody what to listen to. I'm going to listen to Fox. I'm going to listen to
this is a white man pretending to be a black lady?
Yes. I believe that's what we have here. And that's
you are so stupid.
Are you kidding? Are you kidding me?
You can laugh all you want. I think this is a white man who wants to say dark about Obama. No black person would talk that way.
This is a black lady. You are so stupid.
You know,
I can't believe anybody living in this world today is this stupid. You can't tell anybody what to listen to. Well, I am going to listen. I'm going to listen to talk. And you said
you
that.
You're listening to wrong talk. I didn't say not to listen to talk radio, but you're saying wrong talk.
Listen,
you should listen to left
wing
talk.
Would you shut up and listen to some common sense? Let me tell you, you say that
from a black woman,
that you,
not a
say
white
that,
man.
You say that conservative radio have taken over. You know why? Because nobody want to listen to that liberal junk that they put on. Who wants to listen to MSNBC? It's just hatred, hatred of conservatives. Well, I'm so sad that you hate conservatives because I am a conservative.
I left
the Democrat Party years ago, sir, and I have not looked back, okay?
That
so you need to get a life. And I will call Obama a dark because Obama is in over his head. He has no right to tell anybody to step down. We need to be marching to get him to step down. So please,
Barack Obama, and last check, he's back because he's going to get the big ears to prove it.
He's in over his head. He doesn't know what the hell he's doing, and he definitely hates America. He and Michelle both. They really hate the
I will
country.
Tell you right now that I don't believe you're a black woman. I think you're a white man doing a voice.
I am a black woman, almost 80 years old, okay? And I did not vote for Obama, okay? Okay?
Yeah, whatever.
Let me ask a question. You're saying whatever to this lady, and you basically are saying that because she's making points that you can't argue against.
No black person is going to say Obama's a dark.
She just did.
I'm black, and I said it, and I will say it again. He is in over his head. He doesn't know what the hell he's doing. And the only reason he is president today is because he had a black daddy, okay? That's why he's president today. Not because he was not qualified.
From Louisiana.
What?
This is Cat Stacks.
He was not qualified to be president. And let me say this.
Stacks, are you calm?
Would you shut up? Let me say this. Biden said that Obama was not ready to be president. Biden was right then, and Biden is right now. He was not ready to be president. He is president today because he had a black daddy. I don't care nothing about his black daddy.
I'm about her is on. Mr. Henry, I'm directing you to tell this woman to be quiet because she's offending my liberal sister.
You just said I was a white man, so where am I? You just said I was a white man acting like a black woman. Now you say I'm a black woman, so which is it? Am I black or am I white?
I'm being polite. But I will say, would you direct this gentleman to...
Will you shut up? Thank you very, very much, Joyce, for your call. It was very refreshing. I appreciate it very much hearing from you.
This man here ought to go on a comedy show or some deal like that.
Yeah. Thanks very much, Joyce, for your call here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. You just heard there about as quintessential a phone call as you could get. Because when you do hear from an African-American who opines conservative, most of the time they're considered to be self-hating or crazy.
Now, Mr. Henry, I've never said anything like that. I do believe that Michael Steele was, but I've got nothing to do with it.
Michael Steele's self-hating. Why? Because you're a Republican?
I'm simply going to say this. That man is white. And
who? That lady that just called?
No, Obama. And
get out of here.
Are you dumb thing?
Yeah. Thank you very much, Jay Sanos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, for your informed opinion. That man is white. Who? That lady? No, Obama. All right, well, there you have it here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, Jay Sanos talking about the safest opinion to have, and that would be that we herald the arrival of democracy in Egypt. Or is it really the arrival of democracy in Egypt? It can be, perhaps, maybe, but it ain't going to do us any good if it is a another fact. And believe me, when you know as well as I do, any Muslim takeover, any religious takeover of any government is a fascist government in the making. And yeah, very good question. What happened to Iran? What happened to Iraq? All of a sudden we're in favor of democracy in Egypt. There's a struggling democracy in Iraq. People are trying to get on their feet. They're trying to battle the violence of the still violent insurgents in that country. Is there anybody on the left? Is there anybody that calls himself a liberal or a progressive that has the common decency or the common guts to speak up on behalf of the democracy in Iraq? You talk about hypocrisy. You talk about gutlessness. You talk about,
I think he's a white man.
Phil Henry.